You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Thank you so much for being here. Here we are in the collective energy, in the energy of the community. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you for being here. This wisdom series is about the ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices and knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. And the theme for the series is vessels of love, light, and service. So right now, may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And we call in the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts as we hear the message and we feel the vibration that is coming through. So let me introduce our next guest to you without further ado. Catherine Rosenbaum is a gifted teacher, guide, and visionary. A true empath who, through love, compassion, humor, and joy, lives out her human design as a reflector. They are very, very rare, like unicorns. Only 1% of the human population are reflectors. They are pure lunar essences who can reflect back to us the deep and often hidden, intimate, jeweled facets of ourselves. To sit with a reflector is a unique experience that can be revelational. Catherine's clarity, insight, and support through a session can open up profound pathways of self-understanding. She gets to the heart of what matters, and when revealed, that once held energy is free to be available for new opportunities that arise for our highest personal growth and for the upliftment of all. So welcome, Catherine. Welcome to the show today.
Hello, Ian, and hello to all our great masters, starseeds, old souls, celestial beings, everybody, humanity. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And there's a lot that you can see that we're going to be asking you about in just a little while. Let me just tell the community again what we're going to be talking about today. You're going to be talking about you are written in the stars. Live your unique quantum design and be yourself. We're going to be hearing about the new world cross of the sleeping phoenix that's going to occur in 2027. You're going to learn how long does it take for you to become yourself in the matrix. What is your calling in your work at this time, and why each one of us is being called to awaken our unique designs. And then Catherine will also be taking live questions and doing live astrological chart readings. So make sure that you press star 2 on your phone if you'd like a astrological chart reading. Star 2 on your phone. If you're on the webinar page, you would put your question or your name. So here's what you have to do. You got to put your name in if you're on the webinar. Your name, your birthday, your birth location, and the time of birth if you know it. That's really, really, really helpful. Actually, really important if you know the time of birth. So when you put your birthday, it includes the year, okay? And so just put your name. And Catherine, do you need their last name?
No, I don't. And the other first name is fine, absolutely. And it is for the brave to call and be an example.
The brave. So who amongst you is brave today? Well, of course, you're all brave. But who is going to let that bravery show? That is the question. All right. We're going to have fun today. We're going to have fun today because you never know what you get with Catherine, because Catherine is, I'm really, really excited. This is the first time we're actually going to have you on the show. And in the few moments that we spent together before the show, you were telling me about my guides. You were telling me about the Archangel Michael who showed up. Who's been showing up for the community, Catherine?
Well, they're coming in as we speak. There are, I've noticed today, there are many, many higher beings, the Pleiadians, there's Arians, there's Octorians, Orions. Also, I am experiencing some beautiful archangels and some very big, strong angels and guides. I see Melchizedek is here today. which means we're into some serious business. But as people come into the call, and every one of them has a entourage and a group, a council of their own guides, we will start growing in our group, which is the purpose of all your beautiful groups and webcasts, because we bring each other together to change the quantum field. So there's many guides coming in from many ways. I have been working with the American Indians in the last few days, and very heavy, so I do feel we can help and assist those beings tonight at the end of the call, clear some of that genetics of pain, and besides that, we'll find out who else comes in. Maybe the St. Clair is showing up, and also the Magdalene. So far, and I don't see Yeshua yet, but he will come in.
Wonderful, beautiful. Yeah, so at the end, we'll absolutely all join together in the sacred circle and join in the prayer for the Native Americans that, Catherine, would love to be part of that process. So thank you for facilitating that.
Thank you.
Yeah, lovely. Well, let's please go ahead.
What would you like us to talk about?
Yeah, I was going to start off by asking what it's like, since you're a lunar being. Firstly, let's just pretend that we don't know what a lunar being is. I like to do it that way. Tell us what a lunar being is, and then what's it like to be a lunar being?
Every time before I get together with a large group, I lose my everything. I lose my personality. I become clear, empathic. And so when I get together with people, then I start to sample them and start to bring in other people's auras so I can assist them in mirroring back to them whatever we need to clear and clean. We are some of the most receptive people alive. And, you know, very wise. Well, we change with the moon. We change with the lunar cycle. My aura goes out 28 days. So if you had a time-lapse camera and watched the new moon to full moon, that would be my cycle. So I'm always a piece of me. That's what you say. My openness is only an aspect of my aura. And I have no hard wiring at all. So I'm non-energy and pure experimental. So sometimes it's wonderful, and I can be brilliant with the people that are brilliant around me. And other times I'm clearing people who feel so sad or have some issues. I clear them up. So I'm different every day. I'm a Heinz 57. And I always call myself a lunatic because I change with the moon. I
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yeah. So how you experience, you know, our hologram would be a little different to, I guess, how, you know, most people would experience the hologram. Or do you see things differently? Do you sense things differently? You have a much deeper connection with your galactic team, a much more constant connection. What are some of the ways that you kind of walk through life, quote unquote?
I really do not touch this world deeply. Ra Uruhu, who created, who channeled in the whole human design in 1987, spoke of the Michelangelo painting where I am the finger of God. We are 1% of the population, so there's a lot of us, but we are non-energy, and 99% of the people on the planet are solar power brokers in some way. So I am nothing like the other people. When I was 7 years old, and this is my wonderful story, I was sent up to overnight camp for the summer, And I wrote my parents a letter and said, when you come up to visit me, I will wear a red shirt so you know who I am. And so that's how I did not realize people could see me. I have a,
wow,
a luminous aura. I'm up at nighttime. I'm sort of, when I called my first human design specialist 8 years ago to find out about me, since the matrix, the homogenized world, can really interface with the reflector, they told me, I think a reflector has no blood of their own. And I thought, nope, he's not the one I want to speak to. And until people could understand that I'm cyclic, I work in a cycle, I can't make quick decisions, but I'm pure empathic and I am here for others and I experience and sample people. I don't hold on to it. It goes right out. But in the moment, I can move into your aura and compliment you with wisdom of all your charts and maps and intuitions and fears and past lives and soul contracts that are done. And we just, I sweep, I clear, and I love my work. It's funny, so, Ian, while you're in my aura, you're moving out really deeply. I can feel what's happening to your aura. It's growing a little bit from our call already. So I really love what's happening between us tonight, especially with the moon in Aquarius conjunct the south node. This is the humanity, the community coming out to make some very radical shifts in the timeline tonight. This is really good work we're already doing, knowing that we're all crystals, we're all crystalline, connecting at this time. Ian, could you have everybody take a breath so we can just connect in a little farther? This is a lot of people to feel their auras with.
Absolutely. So I could have you lead that, or I could just say to everyone, just wherever you might be, if you are standing, if you're sitting, if you're at work, wherever you might be, just, you know, drop down into your body. So just, you know, just imagine that your energy is coming right back into your body and, you know, focus on your heart space. And then as you have your focus on your heart space, just take a deep breath. And Catherine, by all means, take over.
Oh, my hands are in everybody right now. I have these white opalescent hands, and we're moving right down 3 inches below the belly button, please. And take a deep breath down, 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 right to the back of your spine. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, good listeners. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's about resonance, about frequency. So it's when we're all on a similar frequency, that's when the messages truly can reach us. Right? You know, it's like you speak to someone and you're speaking about something and they might think that you're from a completely different planet, you know, one person. But the next person, they go, yes, yes, yes. I know exactly what you're saying. I feel that same way. Oh, I'm so glad I met you, right? You know, that's the frequency. So, you know, being on the same frequency. So thank you for dropping us into that space. You know,
yes,
let's talk
about, and the angels are working around everybody now. So it's very high energy. It's very electrical tonight. It's not always like this, but we are in the gate, the codon 41, where the moon is right now, our emotional connections, our empathicness with the south node of our past karma. So we're doing some really big timelines together tonight. With some really high beings, I must say it's the Pleiadian is who's standing here. They're very handsome. Anyway, we're doing wonderful work together. And remember that we are all connected through the neutrinos. The neutrinos are the stardust that connects us all. So it's a joke to think that we are not part of each other. And the neutrinos are these teeny, teeny, tiny, nearly massless particles that travel at near light speed. They're born from an astrophysical event like the stars exploding and gamma rays burst. They are fantastically abundant in the universe and can move easily through lead as they move through air. But they are notoriously different to pin down. But what I'm feeling about this is because neutrinos affect our DNA. And that's what I feel, a high level of neutrinos today. Perhaps there was some sunspot or some changes that really threw out a lot of neutrinos. And they passed through the sun and they passed through our bodies like 60 billion neutrinos run through every cell of our body every moment of every day in the eternal, and they blink in and out of our bodies, and they are stardust that is activating our cellular crystalline structure. It's really, they're feeling really strong about this tonight, and what I love about them is it's natural. We don't have to think about it. Our minds are just awareness centers. They have no power. In the old days, it's I think, therefore I am. That's Freud. We came into now, I am. I am this light, this lavender light, the violet flame that is channeling through all that is right now through the central sun and calling each one of us back home, coming back to the central sun of where we come from. And the journey back home is in your free will to discover your own unique expression. It's like no other. Everybody here is a unique crystal. The neutrinos awaken our bodies. They're not electrical. They beep in and out of physicality, but they are the universe in divine wake-up, running through our systems at all times, even that there is no time and that we are out of time. We are in the eternal new age. We have shifted through the procession. We're in it right now. This is really fabulous times to be living in. And Ian, you and I were saying it takes courage to be here at this time. We've just come into a new unwritten potential through Jupiter moving into Sagittarius, its home. It's our teacher, our inner guru is waking up in there. We have new quests coming in after today. This is really a wonderful cycle. Ian, thank you so much for inviting me on.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, so happy that you're here. Beautiful, beautiful information. So some of this is new. A lot of this is new. I wouldn't say to all, but certainly to some. And you mentioned that neutrinos awaken our bodies. Is there anything that we can do to facilitate that process, like as human beings, certainly as a soul within a human body, rather? Or is this something that is just purely organic that's going to happen to us if we're operating at a certain, you know, vibrational frequency? How do we open ourselves up to, you know, more neutrino activity? So, you know, is that something that we can do?
Yes, go out on the mountain, call it in. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Super strange theory. Neutrinos and are all other subatomic particles. They are like composed of vibrating strings, and they move in and out of our aura and through the entire universe. We get energy neutrinos from the moon, from the sun. One way to connect more with that is if you go out into the sun and you put your hand up towards the sun, our solar sun, the neutrinos will, from the sun, activate more. So what I'm saying is get outside. Jupiter is in Sagittarius. It's getting out in the fresh air, exploring, adventuring. So the sun and the moonlight are telling me not to forget that I am pure neutrino. The hurricanes, not that I want you to go hang out in one, stirred up the whole neutrino level. The sun rays, the resonance, all the different starbursts and star systems that break up, activate it. So there's nothing you have to do. The mind is not involved in this. It is a quantum DNA shift that happens naturally as we move into these times, as we move into evolution, and as we join together in these type of groups so we can pay it forward and come together in group consciousness, like tonight, Moon in Aquarius, and in the the 41st gate of imagination. The gate is of new potentials, new dreaming. That is what the DNA structure is activating now. So reimagining the matrix here now together, dreaming open doorways and gateways, and creating coherence. And that is what you do every night with your show. And I'm so happy that you live on an island, Ian, because that's exactly where you need to be. Sorry, the shaman keeps showing up and talking about where you live, but we'll talk about that at a later date.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the show's not about me. As much as I'm curious if there's a shaman showing up for me to want to switch the conversation to myself and gather as much insight as I can. But no, we're here for the community. So everyone, we are going to be doing live readings. Well, Catherine will be doing live readings. So star 2 to raise your hand if you don't have your hand up already. If you'd like the chance for a reading, star 2 to raise your hand, or put your question in the question box. Now, if you joined late, Catherine's going to be doing astrological chart readings. So you'll need to provide us with your name. First name is fine. Don't need your last name. So name, your birthday, your birth month, your birth year, your birth location, and your birth time, if you know that. So it sounds like a lot, but, you know, if you've got that, then just put that in, and then you'll get a reading from Catherine. We'll get to as many people as we can within the time allowance. Let me ask you this, because this has been, popping off my page ever since I wrote it down when I knew you were going to be on the show. Tell us about the New World Cross of the Sleeping Phoenix.
Oh, that's a wonderful subject. You know, my whole subject in life is about speaking about the universe and about cycles and cyclical shifts, because that is what we are journeying through. Now, we have been in a gate, a cross in humanity since 1615, called the cross of the planning, of the planner. And we have been planning and creating and building our cities, our laws, our rules, our streets, our taxes. Everything has come out of this cross of planning. And in 2027, we are moving out of that gate, out of that hexagram, into a new field of expression in 2027 called the cross of the sleeping phoenix. And that is so absolutely a different type of cycle than we've ever lived in. It is the new time. The children born in like 2003, 2005, when they were born as Sedna and Eris, the planetoids were discovered, have all the new genetics built into their crystalline bodies already. And when 2027 comes around, they will be matured. So we are already altering through our children the genetics and the new era, the new cross of the sleeping phoenix. Now that is a great change for our DNA, because we have been tribal, we have been protective, we have been building communities and cities to keep out the bad ones, so it has been quite survival. And 2027, we move into the ending of that, a whole new cycle where we evolve past that and we come into an individualized DNA. And our individualized DNA is about self-awareness and answers coming from within, not from the churches and the gurus, because we become all that genetically within ourselves. So that new cross of the Sleeping Phoenix will bring in the beginning of a new era that changes everything, how life is at this time. So it is a fascinating study for anyone who wants to explore human design or astrology and cycles and themselves written in the stars in their own cycles. There's just so much input. Jupiter just moved into Sag. This is a year. It hasn't been there since 2006. So this is the year of unwritten potential and big ideas and bridges to things, to awareness, to our light workers, and for our own growth. And, Ian, think about this. I am sure on your show we taught you to have someone speaking about the 11-11-11 gate that just occurred a few days, 2 days ago. That opened a whole new galactic alignment. And that only happens every 26,000 years when our sun aligns with our galactic, you know, equator, our source. And that is the center of the galaxy. There's a shift, and it just occurred 2 days ago. So we are in the most amazing time, and we're preparing for a lot of change up until the 2027. So it's time right now. It's imperative right now for people. And what my message is tonight is to get to know yourself, to know your own aura, your own blueprint, your own soul contract, and be yourself. Everybody else is already taken. And when you are yourself, the resistance in your aura lightens up. So, Ian, we get a lot more neutrinos flowing through our bodies, our planet, our relationships, and we evolve. So these are amazing times, and we are at a portal of something that has never been experienced. So, hoorah!
Hoorah! Yay! Yeah, that is something that is really, really amazing for us to look forward to. On the other hand, we're having all these volcanoes and earthquakes and fires and revolutions, and the Earth, Mother Earth, is agitated. And you know, we as humans are not everyone necessarily, but there's a large percent who are just just don't give a hoot, and you know, really hurting Mother Earth, the planet, and beings, all beings. And it's very saddening. And we understand the larger context, and but still, there's still an aspect of ourselves that sheds a tear when we see these things.
Absolutely, the compassion that's being driven forward through us, and also the acknowledgement what we are mastering right now is that we are living in the 3D world, but we are not of it. And the suffering and the pain and the people that are having terrible existences are doing it for the whole, are living through something that will bring us into our deepest compassion. Neptune is in Pisces. It's bringing out our oneness. And it's going direct in a week, so we're going to, our compassion, because of these events, because of these sadnesses, where we cry for the earth. The earth doesn't cry. I'm feeling she evolves. She grows through this. there are extinct animals waiting in the 5D, 6D, 7D, 8D universes up to the 11th dimension, and there is heaven on earth. Now, I know we're a little early before the 1,000 years of peace. It's coming, though, and so we are preparing. We are bridging the 3D to the 5D. So we are really important and worthy and beautiful and courageous to be the bridge. That's funny. They're calling us the bridge. We are the bridge. We are between heaven and earth, and we carry the genetics of a higher order where we live in peace. And when I was born as a reflector, reflectors are, their not self is very disappointed. I was born disappointed that I hadn't been born into the new world, that I must have missed 100 years and came in at like the war zone and the duality and the binary black and white universe. But compassion drives us through it, through these terrible illusions of the 3D world that has survived up to this point. But that whole old dimensions, the Saturn and Pluto come together in January 2020, I believe it is. That is the compression of all the structures, because we're breaking down all the structures, and we have till 2027 for all that. We don't have that. That's the natural order of the cycle of the new world. So we are cycling through two sides. One is not pretty. The other side is our imaginative love, the dimension of love. That is what's coming into us through our genetics. But the pain and the sadness that you feel, Ian, and others, I could go through nights of tears for many cultures. But that connects us to it, and then we can bring our love to it, and it dissipates. It goes to a higher sequence. We up-sequence our own reality. So this is the time. This is the game, the matrix of the illusion and the delusion. And we are waking up in it, even that part of our aura feels sad, because we have happy and we have sad. We're binary. We can't have one without the other. I do believe our souls cry for the home that we come from. And I love that in the next few days, the North Node moves into Cancer, the mother, the sign of our inner nurturing and nurturing of our loved ones. And so it's a perfect time to bypass those fields of sadness, because we are here to celebrate also the light.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. Your name?
I love our way. Thank you for those few moments, Ian. That was quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
A moment of silence was really beautiful.
All right. Let's go to Catherine in Salt Lake City. So, Catherine and Catherine. Oh, that wasn't even planned. This is Catherine with a K. And Catherine, so her birth date is May 18th, 1952, born at 9:45 a.m. in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay, I am sorry. I have to ask you that date again.
That's fine.
My pen wasn't working, which I love when the angels do that. So this is Catherine.
May 18, 1952. Okay. Born at 9:45 a.m. in Wichita, Kansas. And it's also Mercury retrograde in 2 days, right? So.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, I love Mercury retrograde because it's a cosmic rain check to go back and review mm-hmm. something. And this Mercury retrograde is going retrograde just as Venus goes direct and comes out back out into the morning stars. Well, I am just about to put her chart in. But yes, you pulled me out with the Mercury retrograde.
Oh,
but this
sorry.
Mercury retrograde, we are moving towards the deepest part of us. And it goes into Scorpio, and we're going back into wherever we are, have been wearing masks or have hidden fears. It's all going to come up with this Mercury going back and bringing up to us where we have tricksters and things like that. So I don't mind this Mercury retrograde. It's going to be very deep, and we're going to be coming out of it with great knowledge and a deeper understanding of the mysteries, etc. So these are the times to not fear a retrograde, but to use it as a cleanup and a time to go back so we don't have to carry anything into the future for us. Okay, I'm putting this young lady in. You know, Mercury is such a trickster. How do you spell Wichita, please?
Wichita.
Found it. I don't spell linear to me is not really easy. The linear language, I'm much better at symbols and things like that. Well, Catherine, what a beautiful, beautiful guide stands behind you. You have the Madonna with you. She's beautiful. You have the most beautiful heart. And I do feel that you felt a lot of sadness this lifetime. I also feel that you hold the mother aura through every ounce of you. And I have to say that there is a beautiful energy coming into your life. I don't know if it's through an ancestor or someone that you take care of, but you're being thanked for the open heart and the big heart that you have. Do you have a question, sweetie? We can go any way you want, unless it's coming from, because I do feel in the next 2 weeks, there is a new direction for you with your home, with yourself, with taking care of yourself. I feel that you have a destiny point coming up in 2 weeks, and I'm very excited about it. And I love the work you do. I think you're practical and, you know, work. There's a little bit of a wound with you, with your work, with your service. It's hard work and a little bit of a depression layer on you now. So let me just bind that up. Like worry and heaviness about your work. We're just going to lift it. And I know you don't love change, but you're so connected to the Mother Earth and to the cycles of life. And Archangel Michael stands behind her, I just have to say, too. Archangel Michael gets her out of hot water. So we appreciate him for that kind of support that he has. She's an angel, they're calling her.
Oh. Catherine. Angel
so
Catherine.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, we're not at the point yet where we're going to hear about your sessions, but it sounds like this would be, you know, just scraping the surface of what you can share with someone in a private session. So, Catherine, you know, you're on the web, so we can't really go deep here. Plus, we have to, you know, get to as many as we can, just out of service to everyone. But make sure that you listen to Catherine's offer, because she's got private sessions that are going to be offered on the show that include this and more. Okay, so thank you. Let's go to Carla from Peoria. Okay, but she wasn't born there. So Carla, her birth date is September 25th, 1978, September 25th, 1978, born in Flagstaff, Arizona, at 1 a.m. And she's actually adding here, she's having profound dreams of change. And she's asking, when are these changes starting, and how can I or we be more prepared?
What good Virgo? She wants everything planned for her. Let's get everything in order before we make a move. But, you know, you have a very beautiful nature spirit guide around you, too. A lot of fairies around you. So let me just put your time in, and let's see what we got for you. Flagstaff is a wonderful place. Very high energy. Yeah, I understand, sweetie. Your home means everything to you. And you are, you know, your home life, your whole world, it's intense. You know, I would want to know where I'm going too. You have a very down-to-earth ability to manifest wherever you go. But you have a very deep emotional need to succeed. I feel you are gifted with all kinds of natural things. I also feel that you've been planning this move or this change because you're having so much. You just, and you're very connected to the Pleiadians, because I see two of them by your side. Next month, in 30 days for you, you will be stabilizing out. It looks like making a strong decision about a relationship. And what I'm hearing for you is that your life is always going to be about changing from one type of lifestyle to another. You have the ability to transform everything, including your childhood. You also are an old shaman, they're showing me. You have abilities in your hands. You used to do healing work. And I understand you don't always make your decisions. You know, you wait for the other at times. But I feel that you are being directed from a higher power. I'll call it the X power. And it's been back and forth with your finances, but everything is starting to move very quickly. And I do feel new angels around her, very strong, like the Kuan Yin standing behind her. So, and just started to come into her dream state. So, yeah, you're going to have the dream states are going to keep coming. It's fabulous. Keep it coming. And don't worry about where you're going. Your angels got you.
Yeah, lovely. All right. All right, Carla, we're holding space. Beautiful reading. Thank you so much. And if you wanted to go deeper, then certainly consider working with Catherine privately. Okay, Michelle from Tennessee right now, but that's not where she's born. Okay, Michelle, January 31st, 1966. So January 31st, 1966, born in Grand Rapids, two words, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 4:41 p.m.
Great. Let's see what we got here. Michelle. Oh, so you're an Aquarius right off the bat. The moon is in Aquarius right now, right on the south node. Destiny point for you, activating. Let's see what else we got going on. You feel very stubborn to me. Like, I know you might argue with me, but I feel that you have some of your ancestors in you, and they're like pulling you over. They know what they want. They know where they want to see you go. They're telling me you're very talented. I haven't even pulled up your chart yet, but let's get it in there. Michigan. We got her. And we're looking at not just your birth chart, we're looking at your holographic field, what you're built of. Do you know all three of the call-ins, our wonderful goddesses and friends, are all Cancer rising? That's their persona, how they come out. They're all, and the North Node is moving into that as we speak, into the late degrees of Cancer. All three of these beautiful souls are making changes about their own intuition and their own securities and making the changes that they need to do. Now, does Michelle have a specific question? Because I feel about 2.5 years from now, she's going in a whole new career direction. No question to me. There's some sexy energy around this young lady, but she's very responsible and conservative with her relationships. And you have a lot of karma. And karma to me is a cosmic rain check to come and clear up something. And how many people you work with, it looks like so many people, like a healer, a higher energy coming through you. All kinds of numbers and tones are coming out of you. And I also feel an ancestor. I'm just going to clean up real quick while I'm finishing up. That feels like it's like a curse on you. Like I feel like I don't have my spiritual prowess. People hold me back. I'm too sensitive to really trust my awakening time. And you're an Aquarius. You have this energy. It is time to wake up. And I just want you to know that your pineal pituitary gland is activating as you speak. And there is a transference of the earth, of the Gaia that's coming through your aura. And I feel that you're going to be more involved in the community and touch and caring and involvement and money coming through some big group of yours too. So there's lots to see. But we understand that she's a rebel. Michelle is a rebel. And she breaks through.
Yeah, wow. So much information has come through. It's not just the chart. It's, you know, you say numbers, tones, and curses, and karma. And then you get information from the your team, you know, who their team is. So I bet you everyone is just excited to hear about your session. But we're not going to go there yet because I want to take a live caller first, and then we'll do callers after that as well. So let's go to South San Francisco, it says on my screen. And 5351 are the last four digits of your phone number. 5351, South San Francisco.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
My name's Kathy, and my birth date is July 18th, 1963, at 9:36 p.m.
And where were you born, Kathy?
San Francisco.
Oh, San Fran. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put you in and see what's up. Do you have a specific question?
I don't know where to start, so I think I'll let you see what the best thing to come through is.
Time. What can you really say? We're moving at light speed. You know, nothing is what it is. Some of my clients say, when is it going to go back to normal? There is no normal. We're not
there is
going
no normal.
Back. Right. It's find out who you are and stick to it, because everybody else is on their own road of discovery. And when you do, you come so into your own power and your sense of right place, right time. And then things really start popping for you.
I've been trying to figure that out.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But we can't figure it out. The mind is just an awareness. It has no power. We want to get you into your body and into where the real action is. Okay, let me just get that latitude and longitude in. Ah. Oof. Boy, you can do whatever you want to do. The angels are saying we don't get in the way at all. Whatever you say, we do. You were born like Benjamin Button, very responsible, but it looks like your aura is different than others. You're totally your power and your will. You could be the secretary, the president. Your aura is amazing. You are so capable and a little bit serious. We wish more play is the remedy that we're hearing for you, a little bit of play. And are you the boss of your own work?
Right now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to be doing next.
Okay, let's take a quick peek at that. Because the angels, you can do whatever you want to do. Oh, my God, I see something coming up. Do you ever teach? Are you thinking of going back to school? What do you love to do, or do you want to take a trip, too? There's a lot of things happening for you spiritually. That's why they're all talking at once. You can't wait for anybody else. Everybody else is crazy around you. There's so much going on with others. Your job is to just keep your own frequency to what you want to do. I do feel this is your North Node return year. I love it. Do you know what was going on with you 18 years ago? 19 years ago. I would say.
Yes, I was trying to get out of another abusive relationship, and at the same time, my ex-husband passed.
Can I just bind that up for you right now, please? Because that's sort of holding you back front with the worry. Because the angels are laughing, they're biting their nails around you. but help is on the way. I feel so much more nurturing coming in to heal all of these wounds. So just take a deep breath in your belly, please, and I'm just going to come in and bind it out of you. Because it feels like guilt and shame and pain, and it gets in your way. It's sticky. It feels sticky to me. And you're way too creative to let your past hold you down. We're clearing this up right now, for God's sake. And love from heaven, your beloved in heaven. Did you make pies? Who cooked?
I did.
He loved them.
I did a lot of things.
I know. He knows. So much love. I'm sorry to embarrass you in front of so many.
No,
but he's just been waiting to come through to tell you how much you saved his life many times over. And we are so grateful. And he is with some big boys. Don't you worry about him. He's with some beautiful people. He's also playing music. I see some music around him. So I just want you to know that we are loving you. And we will make sure you feel at home again where you live. I think we're going to do is on your feet now, but the angels will work with you for 24 hours. We are not leaving you like this, so you can come back to some good dreams. You take on so much. You're very old school, Kathy, dear.
Yeah, I know.
Kathy Wathy, we're calling you. That's funny. Yeah, you're a powerhouse. We're bringing you back to that here now, right now, beyond time and space. The love here from the whole group to you.
Yeah. Much love. Much love. Holding space.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love to you, Kathy. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Group hug.
Wow. Group hug. Wow. Catherine. That was a wow moment.
It's so personal. Yeah. There's so many people that cord connected to. So thank you, Kathy, for being a representative of the one, of the whole of us, and of the pain that we've carried for many moons.
Mm.
Thank you. We cleared it for everyone. I love that. Thank you.
Mm. And I think also, you know, it was a reflection, since you're a reflector, of the gifts that you've been given. Did you make pies? That's pretty specific. I mean, you can't make that stuff up. You can't make that up. So I think everyone's joy is probably on the floor. So I'm going to have them look at the page, your session page. And I'm going to have you tell us about your session. And, you know, we've got a foretaste of what it's like to work with you. Wow, it's pretty profound. But I'm going to have you tell us more. So, everyone, if you're on the offer page, sorry, wait just a second, Catherine. If you're on the webinar page, everyone, click on the orange button underneath Catherine's photograph. You all know this by now. And we'll send out the link tonight as well. And so you'll get to see this. This page, but I'm going to read it now because I think a few of you probably want to sign up to work with Catherine. So it's WOTA Summit, WOTA Summit, that's SUMMIT.com, and then a /, and then S3, that's the letter S, the number 3, and then Catherine written out, all lowercase, which is with a CATHERINE. So it's WOTASummit.com, then a /, S3 Catherine. Everything's lowercase, and you can take a look at her page. And right there on the page, there's the purchase session button, which I think a lot of you are going to take advantage of, just based on some of the information that's just come through. And so, Catherine, what is it like to work with you? What's when people sign up for you, they get what sort of readings do they get? Give us a sense.
I will. I put out 3 offers. One is for an hour session with me. One is an hour and a half, which angels prefer because then they get more information through. And also a session for somebody that has an important relationship or children or something. So I do more of a dual, 2 people together. I work with astrology maps, quantum fields, star maps. Human design is very big because that changes our genetic coding and teaches us how to be our authority and have our own strategy. So we come into an Aikido type of existence where we are non-resistant to the flow of the cycles and we wake up and become freer in ourselves. So I use all the maps. I use all my angel team. I do take about a half an hour before every client to tune into them to get whatever impressions or messages for them ahead of time. And then I spend the hour or hour and a half or 2 hours with you. And I work with clients around the world. And I am always fresh off the press because every session, as you evolve and change, so does my sampling of your whole quantum field. So it's progressive. And my clients know that if they call me year after year, they know they have to reintroduce themselves because I don't hold memories. I have empathic, nonlinear language is what I live by, my symbols, my colors, my numerology. The Arcturians that are here bringing down all the sacred geometry and activating every one of our Merkabas as a little bit of a gift tonight. Thank you. And so the work is interesting for me, but I do not hold memories, so I can't go over that again. And that's why I do tape the recording for you and email it to you within a day or two after our session. And it is a wonderful opportunity to learn to be yourself. And we have all these brilliant modalities through hundreds of thousands of teachers and guides and shamans and astrologers. By the way, Nostradamus just came in. He's here with us, as we've mentioned that. And serious about all the changes that we're going through. So that's what I have to say. He just butted in, and I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you're startled, we'd be pretty startled, too, if we saw Nostradamus. But so if someone comes to you with specific questions, general questions, relationship questions, business questions, you know, what you were saying to some of the callers earlier on as well is there's also an element of, I'm going to use the word prediction, and I invite you to correct me. There's an element of prediction in here. It's more that it's written. But you want to talk about that element if people are curious about or anxious about what the future might hold for them?
I don't love predictive, but I am so keenly aware of cycles and how the planets operate together and how the codons and the 64 and the I Ching gates activate our DNA. So we can see potentials. We, meaning my star family that happens to be front row tonight, and we clean, clear, and build everything that you have asked us to. So they're saying any question is okay because we're looking at your stargate and your abilities and your soul contracts. What can we answer when you're asking with earnest about the love of yourself and coming back home to yourself? We will answer anything for you, what they're telling me. And they put me in hot water, my guidance team, a lot. They tell people things that I don't want to tell them, but they feel it's for them and it's not about me. So I do step out of the way for that too. Some things are personal and not for even my ears.
But it's not just looking ahead. It's also looking back. You know, you spoke about trauma. You spoke about what happened, you know, 18 years ago. And then you also did some binding and clearing, you know, dispensing or transmuting that energy. So there's an element of healing also in your work. Is that correct?
Absolutely. When we come back to the state of self-love and respect of our unique design, everything quantums and it spirals into a new level. And we do that for each other. Every person that came forward for the call tonight and spoke represented everybody and healed wonderfully by whenever two or more gather together. The prayer of healing comes in from love. All things can be healed through the state of sharing a moment together and loving. I am a neutral being. They're reminding me that everybody looks perfect in their aura, and we can clear off the dust at any point along the way. When soul contracts are over, they're done, and I love removing any kind of curses, black dots, you know, people that really are very negative. We clear all that out. There's nothing that the angels can't do because we're all one.
And there's also there's also the possibility of answering some things that we might be curious about, and we're always curious about, you know, what does our aura look like? Not just from a sense of what does it look like, but you know, once we have a sense of what it looks like, then somehow as humans we have a better understanding of what we need to do to work with our aura, to strengthen it, to clear it. You know, for example, so if someone's curious about the aura, what does the aura look like? Or if someone's curious around, you know, who are my guides that are coming through? All of that is available to them in the session. And I would imagine also, you know, the 90-minute session does allow for a lot more time. You know, it's 90
yeah.
minutes for, let me see, I'm not even looking at the page, I moved on to something else. But 90 minutes for, you know, $22 more. So it's really... a very, very generous of offer of your time. In addition to the time that you spend prior to the session, as you mentioned, connecting in and gathering your information. So at that rate, there's so much information that gets shown to you and that you can read and healing. It's really an all-inclusive session, you know. It's like a one-stop shop, in a sense. Be crude, but it's almost like that, right? Where you can identify as, yeah. Well, wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. Well, unless you have anything, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking that every person has such a rich hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, star systems that they come from, things they've picked up on the way. You know, the maps are. The quantum field, we have Akash that goes on forever. I just happen to be able to move into the Akash of a person and deprogram and reprogram love back into their aura. I'm just a divine mirror. I can't take myself so personal. You know, I am a lunar being, a lunatic, and I am like the community canary. I sample people. I patch them up. I activate. I inspire. I take them to their future moment. Oh, I didn't know I did that. Thank you. And so I take them to time on into the future, and we activate and accelerate whatever we need to do. It's a good jump start, because whenever you sit with a reflector, you see yourself for the first time in the way that the empathic field wants to express with you. It's emerging. Everybody is my colors. I am pure white. I have no aura except for a lunar aura. So I love every person is unique and has their own design. And it's time for everybody to know and live their design in every way. Because these are the times. We have 2 years till 2020 to really get to that self-aware place where we make decisions and strategy from our own truth and not other people. And we have to learn what we are not before we are what we are and where our power is in ourselves. So, yes, understanding your Merkava, your aura, it strengthens you. It activates you. It's fun to know that so much of our belief systems were just nonsense. Maybe from grandma, great-grandmother Amos, or grandfather. So when we clear all that, we can giggle. We can laugh at the journey and the experiences that we don't have to carry anymore. That's my favorite thing. Lighten up. Enlightenment is not a get-to. It's as you light up, we come into the love of the material plane. And we realize that our soul crystal holds us together to make us feel that we're all separate. But truly, we're all one. We're all one beautiful light from the central sun. And we've have traveled around the universe a million times. And yes, it's very good to know where you come from. The angels think that's a good selling point. That's funny to talk about, to find out where we really come from, our soul journey. And that's something that the angels will offer to you through me. What else can we talk about, sweet Ian?
Sweet Catherine, we're going to do readings again. So unless there's anything to add, we're going to move on from that. Let me just say to everyone again, the offers there, there's three offers. There's a one-hour session, a one-and-a-half-hour session, which to me, looking at this right now, seems to be the one I would go for because it's an hour and a half for only $22 more. It really makes a lot of sense. And then if you have a partner or a child or anyone that you're in a deep relationship with, there's the compatibility session. That's also an option. Or you can do two. You can have Catherine and her team. And they're snickering in the background, I'm sure. So let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Halls Lake, Washington. My children always, you know, make fun of my accent, but Halls Lake, Washington. 9586, you're on live. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually in New Mexico.
Okay. Well, your phone says Halls Lake, Washington.
Yes, it still does. Yes. I'm glad I still remember that. I was born Leslie, and I was born at 1:38 a.m. on September the 9th, 1960.
A lot of old souls coming on this call. That's one thing I can say right now. This woman.
A lot of what?
Excuse me?
A lot of what?
You have had your very old soul. You've been here a lot of times. I feel that you're like exhausted. Let me put your chart information in. I like to have a little backup, but the angels jump in. September 9th, 1960.
Did you say you were
exhausted?
Born?
That's the main question I'm calling about. It seems like I cannot get my energy to stay in my body. It's been a long time of being disabled now, and I'm like, how do I overcome this? I keep getting energy healings and shamanic healings, and nothing seems to hold. I miss being in service.
Where are you born, Leslie? What city and state?
I'm sorry, Greensboro, North Carolina.
I could tell by your accent, really. You still have it.
I do, yes.
Yes, I love it. I love a southern drawl. Archangel Michael is here, and he's pretending he's southern, and he's giving a little drawl. Very funny, very humble. You know, your work, you know, you're a hard, practical worker. You also have the cancer rising. That's 4 out of 5 calls. And as the North Node moves into Cancer, there will be some shift. I see you're really a peacemaker, Leslie. And I think you start a million things and you don't finish everything. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, the angels are telling me that. That's why I'm asking. You know, they
said,
oh,
it's absolutely true.
They said, open books everywhere. You know, you start one thing, you put it down. You're to the next, but you're very stable in the way that you're a hard worker. You don't like a lot of change. Have you been part of some a new group? Are you listening to the call-ins, listening to the wisdom of the ancients more? Because it looks like your input, you're picking up a lot of information. And I also like you're involved with a gazillion things.
I'm always pulling in.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, honey.
No, I'm always pulling in information because I'm not able to go out and make a difference in the world. And it really drives me nuts.
Well, you make a difference wherever you are because your angels know exactly where you live. And I also want to say that there is, this last year has been very hard on your health, and depression around it, but you're coming out of it. I'm seeing we have some helpers here. Do you have a grandmother that you were close with?
Yes.
And she's in spirit?
Yes.
She's standing right next to you to your right side. And she's
Is
holding
this granny?
Granny. Yes. And, you know,
yeah.
Her life is hard, too. She says she understands.
I know.
She said, you know, look at me. You're looking pretty good to me. I do have to say that I feel you're carrying some of her karmic patterns. Ah, and I'd just like to clear them up for you. I also feel improvement around your health, but it will take a little while for you. I think your mind, the way your belief systems just have to lighten up a little bit, because I feel then the healing can start coming, because then you're going to attract the healer that really is significant in your life that will do the trick. And I hear you saying, I can't believe it's gone. So I love it. And so there is hope, but there is a little bit of a depression. We're still feeling frustrated, can't get out, can't get in, can't do enough.
Yeah.
Did too much, got to rest more, and a little bit of a structural change they're doing around your bones, your muscles, your hips. Right now there's some atrophy somewhere in there they're cleaning up. Ah, and I also want to just find out that grandmother who, God, she could do anything. And I
yeah,
just feel
she was amazing.
Amazing. But more than that, like a really soft but tough woman. And I'm just asking the angels to find out all those memories of her that, you know, you carry for her, you know, because she wants you to feel happy again and also get out into the sunlight. So that's her thought. She loves the sun, how it felt on her face. Please get out a little bit. Ah, and you
okay.
know, your aura is very different than other people. Leslie, so you beat to a whole different energy. How so that I feel that some modalities won't work. I do feel some new age modalities will be very effective to you. I feel a machine is coming in. It might be like a rice machine or something.
I'm using an NES machine right now. Is the NES machine helping?
Everything is helping you, darling. It's the state of not carrying what hasn't worked in your past. As soon as you don't look back anymore, the healing will begin. And they're also saying to put a Star of David crystals in your house, get 6 crystals, start a true north, make a pyramid with 3 crystals around your bedroom, and then 3 going the opposite, beginning south to the other corners. Everyone can do that. That Star of David crystalline energy will allow you to feel more of your guidance team, your angelic team.
Oh, yes, that would be great. I've been asking for that.
Exactly, and you're just blocking it. You ask and then you block. And don't eat those weird foods anymore. They want you to eat a little healthier, a little lighter. And so, and they're cleaning out a little bit around the colon, too, around you and your lower back. I'm having a little pain. So they're clearing that out around there. And trust yourself. Don't look back. We got you covered. There's new modalities coming in for you. Yeah, don't question
okay.
that. A little bit takes you to your next healer. And that healer will be you. So be it. We are done.
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Leslie. Love to you. Beautiful. Can we do one more?
If someone's calling for it, use your intuition.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Okay, yeah, they are. Okay, so we have Carlene in Toronto, Canada. Carlene, on the
yes.
web, you're on live.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, okay. Hi, my birthday is May 6, 1964. And I was born in Kingston, Jamaica. At around 11.
You're cutting out, Carleen. Kingston, Jamaica. Was it May 6th? What's the year?
64?
1964.
And what is
the time?
11 or quarter to 11, but it's around.
Oh, you're breaking up. Can you say that again, sweetie?
11 p.m. or 0?
Okay. 11. Okay, good, honey. Good. Just take a few deep breaths while we're just putting in your GPS of when you were born, your calculation, and we'll see what's going on. Do you have a specific question, Angel?
Yes, I do.
Bring it on.
Okay. I was told that someone is trying to hold me back. You know, I've been feeling very overwhelmed for the since July, and I'm wondering if it's my mother. Someone's trying to hold me back. They don't want me to progress. And the person said it goes back 5 generations on the maternal side.
Wow.
I've been feeling very overwhelmed since July. And, you know, that's what they said. So I just need to, I'd like to look at that to see what's going on.
I'm looking. I'm just finding Kingston, Jamaica, as the angels are moving in to help you with your adrenal glands that I feel very tired.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an adrenal type of drain on you. I would like you to lay on your back and put your legs up the wall tonight and just get some blood flow down to your head. You know, you're a hard cookie, Carleen. You have a really strong sense of your purpose and your planning. You know, you're a planner. You're very disciplined.
Yeah.
And very, very creative, by the way. Do you do any kind of artwork? Have you done any kind of painting?
I'm a web designer.
Oh, there you go. All righty, because I love it. And I have to say that right now you are being drained. I do see some iron deficiency in your aura. I also feel that this is about your self-identity. And also, they're telling me that it's about you taking on or feeling that other beings and people can stop your energy, like you feel you don't have a will of your own to clear this up. And I am being told that all we have to do is click our 2 feet together and say, I want to go back home. I don't want to play these games with anybody. They're kidding about the clicking the feet. But I do feel in the next 30 days, I feel a very beautiful higher being, I want to call her. I don't see who she is. She's from your family. That is connecting to you in a new way. You understand your spiritual awareness has been opening after about 8 months ago. You've had some, you know, I'll call it a haunting or negative feelings around your parts of your house. So I also would put a few crystals around the outer part of your house, around your rooms a little bit, crystals that you've held, and put love and grace and appreciation for being in the body around. And I also feel that Archangel Gabriel stands forward, and he will help you with this. I do feel it is a bleed or a picking up on someone else's aura, but I feel that it's been invited. I do not feel that anybody can get into your aura without you giving them permission. So be it. So I will say that you're a healer. You have great power. And sometimes you have those old soul memories of you know, being a white witch or having curses or making spells. So you're just cleaning up that whole superstition. Because when I look at your aura, nothing gets in that you don't want it to. And we also bind out anything called come on in but go out. And we just bind it up so nothing attracts you that's anything less than the power of family, beauty, and connecting with, you know, the wonderful power you have in your body. You're very strong. You're physically, genetically strong. And right now, Uranus, the badass planet of change, has gone backwards and is sitting exactly on your Mars at 29 degrees Aries. That is intense. That's your fourth house. That's your own identity, your home, where you come from, your parents. You know, strange things are happening around you, but don't blame it all on ghosts. Just know that you're altering and coming into a sense of beauty and self-value that is beyond that feeling of victim or woundedness, because we're just sort of sweeping out the woundedness of being a victim in your life. So that's like leaving your energy tonight. I feel totally drained. Drink a lot of water, Angel. You run dry as heck. You know? You don't drink enough. You're like, and I hope you live near water or you get into bathtubs and, you know, shell salts and smells and scents. You can just call in all your hierarchy. You're a powerhouse. Okay. I'm not worried about you or you.
Yeah. No.
That was a trick question. No, there's so much love around you. You are very sensitive now. I do give it another year and a half. And then you're coming into a type of strength that is an initiation and will start new projects and new energy fields for you. Nothing will stop you. I promise.
Beautiful.
You're done.
Beautiful.
There.
Thank you, Carly. Okay. Much love. We'll end on that. Thanks for being here. Sending you love. Beautiful. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for sharing those incredible insights and being such a gift to this community. We appreciate you, and we're in deep gratitude for you being here. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian, and thank you, everybody, who has contributed by coming together with us all. Do we have 1 minute to say my prayer?
Oh, yes, please. Please, we do. Yes.
Well, because the angels came in, and this is a white buffalo woman, came in earlier because I saw a little bit of the movie Running with Wolves, was it? But anyway, it brought up that terrible slaughtering of the Indians, and it's Thanksgiving coming up. I've been feeling so heavy because my angels are asking me to forgive the white people who were so ignorant to harm the natural ones, the wise ones of the Indians. So the alchemy of healing is about we undertake the practice of forgiveness and we find a portal to grace, a window to our acceptance. We find the core of every heartbreak, every betrayal, every event that we feel victimized by, every person we feel has harmed us, and every person we feel we have harmed ourselves. That's what we truly have been seeking, is forgiveness of ourselves. So the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness is short, but I really want to send this to the white men and the white men that still hold ignorance in the 3D world, and that I can forgive myself for judging them because everybody lives within me. A Buddhist prayer. If I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confession, I ask that their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusion, I forgive them. And if there is a situation I am not yet ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that too. For all the ways I harm myself, negate, doubt, belittle myself, judge or be unkind to myself through my own confusion, I now forgive myself and all others. So be it. It is done.
It is done. Thank you so much. Again, Catherine, thank you so much for bringing your amazing energy to the group and the community and sharing yourself and your gifts and your divine team with us.
Thank
it's
you,
been a
Ian,
pleasure.
And you are a wonderful shaman host. I loved every minute of it. Thank you so much.
All right. Beautiful. And everyone on the call, thank you so much for being here, for listening in, listening on the replay. Appreciate you being part of the community, listening in. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Son, the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us here and bringing us all together in this space to up-level and upgrade our vibrations and be vessels of love, life, and service on this planet and beyond. Thank you all. Much love. Bye now.
Bye-bye.